From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A heat wave is gripping the eastern seaboard of the United States again today, bringing record high temperatures to many cities, including Washington, D.C. The heat is also causing scattered power outages. And as Jim Hilgen from member station WRTI reports, officials in Philadelphia are warning the elderly and homeless populations are at high risk.
Forecasters are calling for triple-digit highs in Philadelphia again today. Yesterday, the mercury hit 102. Health Commissioner Dr. Donald Schwartz says the city is doing all it can to help vulnerable populations get through this heat wave. He says particular attention is being paid to the city's homeless.
We have shelters for them. We make sure that they are themselves, particularly if they have health conditions, able to cool down, and we help them out if they need it in terms of cooling down and having adequate hydration.
Schwartz says the heat was a factor in the death of a 92-year-old woman whose body was discovered by a neighbor on Monday. Philadelphia remains under a heat emergency through this evening. For NPR News, I'm Jim Hilgen in Philadelphia.
At least 28 people were killed, another 63 wounded in Iraq today as a suicide bomber struck a crowd of Shiite pilgrims on their way to a revered shrine. It happened near a bridge where 1,000 pilgrims died 5 years ago in a stampede after hearing rumors about a bomb in the area. Environmental groups are accusing the nation's largest oil refinery of violating thousands of federal air pollution laws over the past 5 years. Ed Mayberry reports from Houston Public Radio.
The Sierra Club and Environment Texas have given ExxonMobil official notice of their intent to sue over their Baytown, Texas refinery. The group's attorneys say Exxon's plant has emitted 10 million pounds of illegal pollution in the last 5 years, including cancer-causing benzene and butadiene. This tactic has worked before. The environmental groups recently reached a $5.8 million settlement with Shell. Last August, they sued Chevron Phillips. The Sierra Club's Neil Carman says Exxon has had the benefit of running the country's largest oil refinery under air pollution rules so weak they wouldn't be allowed in any other state. He's referring to so-called flexible permits issued by Texas regulators, which have been criticized by the EPA for failing to set strict emission limits. For NPR News, I'm Ed Mayberry in Houston.
The lowest mortgage rates in decades brought in the customers. The Mortgage Bankers Association says overall applications rose 7% last week from the week before. Refinancing led the way with applications up 9%, but applications to buy a home fell 2%. That's as the average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage fell to 4.58%, the lowest level since Freddie Mac started keeping records in 1971. Wall Street is much higher at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 81 points at 9,924. The NASDAQ is up 39 at 2,133, and the S&P 500 is up 20. This is NPR. The failed bomb attempt in the New York City subway system last year was part of a larger conspiracy from Al-Qaeda that also targeted England. An indictment unsealed today. Federal prosecutors added several people to the case, including one man on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. An internationally known Russian pianist is facing child rape charges in Thailand. Mikhail Pletnov is the founder of the Russian National Orchestra. He says the accusation against him is a misunderstanding. More from NPR's David Green.
Pletnov was arrested Monday at a beach resort in Thailand and charged with raping a 14-year-old boy. Police in Thailand told the Associated Press they have a statement from the young victim and that there are photographs of Pletnov with the boy, although the photos, they said, do not show any illegal activity. If convicted, the acclaimed musician could face up to 20 years in prison. But Pletnov told the AP in a phone interview that this is a misunderstanding. I have no idea how the charges came about, he said, adding, I more or less know where they came from. One business associate told the AP in Thailand the pianist was a victim of blackmail. At stake is the reputation of one of Russia's leading musical artists. The Russian National Orchestra's website describes Pletnov as a friend of former Russian leader Mikhail Gorbachev and a pianist whose genius has amazed audiences around the globe. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Bowing to complaints from citizens angry that bank executives got huge bonuses after taking state bailouts, lawmakers in the European Union voted overwhelmingly to cap bankers' short-term cash bonuses. This will take effect once the EU finance ministers approve it. That vote is expected next week. The new rules mean bankers will only be able to get part of their yearly bonus in cash. 70% will be held back and only paid out if the bank performs well. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.